The sun peeks between green treetops, and a puddle mirrors its bright glow. Pink hooves muddy the puddle. A horse and its rider leap over a fallen tree. The rider, a girl with sparkling blue eyes, pets her horse's neck. A tiara rests on the girl's long blonde hair. She urges her horse forward. They ride through the forest, past flowering bushes, and onto a cliff. Leaves flutter past them.
Pretty, isn't it, Morningstar? I love being alone up here. Makes me feel like me.
She hugs the horse's neck.
And cut! Back to one, we're going again.
An older, well-dressed man with a beard supervises the film set.
Be sure to get our best angle.
Turn this way to get the light.
Okay.
Makeup artists crowd around the girl, Princess Amelia.
Ooh, looking gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
The film crew stares up at dark rain clouds. Amelia smiles.
It's starting to rain.
Oh no, her hair.
Run, quick, get the umbrellas.
The older man waves impatiently to Amelia's attendants.
Come on.
They hurry over to her but huddle beneath their own umbrellas.
Somebody cover her!
Amelia tips her head back, spreads her arms, and closes her eyes. The rain clouds part to reveal a glittering title, Barbie Princess Adventure. In a backyard, another girl with long blonde hair stares up into the sky. Nearby, a girl with pink hair unrolls a green screen.
Earth to Barbie! What has you so spaced out?
Oh, sorry, Daisy. Thanks for helping with the video shoot. Now all I need is a hook for our song.
Okay, girls. We're all set.
Thanks, Dad.
Where to first? Paris? Peru?
Aww. Only the Roberts would have a portable green screen.
Should make a pretty cool vlog post. Assuming we finish the song first.
Can I be in your vlog?
Barbie's youngest sister rolls up on an electric train.
Hey, Chelsea. What you got there?
My dress-up box. I wanted to play with Skipper and Stacy, but...
En garde!
En garde!
Barbie's other sisters, Stacy and Skipper, have a sword fight.
They said dress-up was for babies.
That wasn't nice, girls.
Sorry, Chels, but we're talking life and death stakes here!
We're testing out these new laser swords I made!
Oh no, the puppy!
What's wrong with the puppies?
Stacy glances away.
Gotcha.
Oh, you tricked me!
Oh, not cool.
I want to play. I could be... the Laser Pirate Princess.
Pirates don't use lasers or wear crowns.
Skipper, seriously? Pirates can wear crowns the same way girls can make laser swords. You can be whatever you want to be.
What if you don't know what you want to be?
That's what this is for, to try a few things out.
That's right, Charles. In fact, I think you just solved my vlog problem. Daisy, play that song we were working on.
Daisy plays an electric guitar. Barbie dances in front of the green screen as her dad films.
Who do you want to see when you're looking in the mirror? Anything you can dream is yours to tailor make. Stepping in different shoes is like a new adventure. So dress it up, then mix it up.
Barbie puts on different uniforms, then business clothes.
Take a chance at what you got. Don't let yourself get put inside a box. Just try it on.
The girls ride a surfboard. Now Scuba Barbie opens a clam, and Chelsea swims out as a mermaid.
Who cares what they expect to see? We're more than who we're supposed to be.
Barbie gives her sisters and Daisy costumes before riding in a hot air balloon. The Roberts and Daisy float through space as astronauts. The four puppies wear top hats and suits. Now they jam as a rock band.
Take a chance, see what you got. Don't let yourself get put inside a box.
The girls fly on fairy wings. Now the entire family grooves in front of a castle. Barbie puts on a wavy wig and a crown.
Try it on.
On her vlog,
Special shout out to my dad for filming that for us. My friend Daisy and I,
hi,
wrote the song together, and my sisters really inspired the lyrics.
So fun. And it's a really great message, you know?
Hope you liked it. Don't forget to comment. Bye.
Bye.
I really like how that turned out.
Look, you already got a new subscriber.
That's great. The whole reason I do this vlog is to inspire people. I just wish there were a better way to reach more of them.
Barbie flops back onto her bed. In her castle, Princess Amelia watches Barbie's video on a computer. She cradles a white rabbit.
Have a good time today?
Oh, Alfonso. Yes, Morningstar and I love the rain.
Too bad the photo shoot was ruined.
It was raining. People understand that when it rains, you get wet?
Normal people get wet. You know the world holds you to a higher standard.
I wish they wouldn't. I mean, for once, it would be so great to just let the world see me as me.
And what does that mean exactly?
I don't know.
Exactly. You're young. You have so much to learn about the world. Oh, not that one. This one is better.
Alfonso, I'm almost 18. I'm about to be queen. You've trained me so well. When are you gonna let me make my own decisions?
When I know you're ready. Until then, it's my job to protect you from yourself.
Amelia turns back to her computer. In the video, Barbie wears a crown. At a school assembly, Barbie joins a blonde boy on some bleachers.
Hello.
Hey, Barbie. Congrats on the new vlog post.
Aw, thanks.
You doing anything after school? Maybe we could...
Scoot over, Roberts. Make way for that king of Malibu.
A preppy boy and twins. The principal.
Settle, settle. I have some news. Huge news, in fact, so I'm just gonna dive in. Golden Beach High has been selected to participate in the first ever Malibu Floravia Cultural Exchange.
What's a Floravia?
Remind me to have a chat with our geography department.
A man hides.
Anyways, Floravia, also known as the Land of Romance, is a small but influential country on the Mediterranean Sea.
That Floravia? It's where she's from.
Princess Amelia?
She's all over social media. Total fashion icon. Love her.
Thank you. Out of the blue, for no apparent reason, Floravia has offered to host a delegation of our students to an all-expenses-paid dream trip. Accompanied by yours truly, of course.
This is so cool.
If I call your name, you have been selected. Ken Carson. Trey Reardon.
The preppy boy.
Renee Chow, Teresa Rivera,
yeah.
Daisy Costopoulos,
sweet,
Nikki Watkins,
yeah,
Ned and Ted Johnson,
the twins,
and the final student who will be going on this adventure of a lifetime is Barbie Roberts. Congratulations, you're going to Floravia.
Yes.
A dark-haired girl, Tammy, pouts. Daisy turns to Teresa.
Can you believe it? Our entire friend group. What are the odds?
So insulting. It's like someone doesn't even want me in this movie. Oh.
Later.
Hey, sis. I heard about the trip. When do you leave?
Soon. I barely have time to pack.
No way. She called back.
Who?
Rose Ross.
Hello?
Rose Ross? She is the biggest aggregator of online content in the world.
Hi, Miss Ross. Thanks for calling back. I take it you got my submission?
Yes, I saw your try it on video. Great stuff. Very relatable. You're just the kind of undiscovered nobody I've been looking for.
Wow.
I know. You're speechless. Not a great trait in a vlogger. We'll work on that.
Wait, you're serious? You'll put my vlog on one of your channels?
I do my homework. Young people today want a role model they can believe in. Your sincere desire to help people comes across. And I want to exploit, I mean, tap into that.
This is amazing. When do I start?
Slow down there. I don't just hand over the keys to my candy store. No, you need to prove yourself with a test run.
A test run?
To be sure we're aligned.
You know, on the same page, creatively.
Well, right, that's a great idea.
Oh, wait. I'm about to go on this trip. Could we start after?
Rose Ross waits for no vlogger. By tomorrow, I probably will have forgotten all about you. So, do we have a deal?
Are you ready to touch the lives of millions of people?
That is my dream, but...
Barbie, you don't pass up the opportunity of a lifetime!
Yes, let's do it. Starting now, we'll try it on!
Welcome, old and new subscribers alike! We are streaming live from the airport as my friends and I...
Hi!
...head out on the adventure of a lifetime.
Ooh, I'm gonna miss you, Barbie.
Okay, more soon, bye!
I'll miss you too, Chels.
You sure you have everything? Your passport, your boarding pass, your neck pillow? Oh, honey.
Yes, Mom, I'm all set.
Flight 2626 to Floravia is now boarding.
Okay, students, that's us.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad. Love you guys. Bye, Taffy. Be good.
Bye.
I miss you.
Don't eat any bad thistleberries.
Bye.
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 Ken.
Hey, I think our seats are together.
Cool.
I'm gonna miss her.
So jealous.
Oh, grow up so fast.
Barbie's puppy, Taffy, runs off. The other puppies, DJ, Honey, and Rookie, escape too.
Get the puppies! DJ!
Honey, get back here!
Coming through!
The Roberts chase after their dogs. Taffy spots Barbie in security and hops into the baggage scanner.
What the? Hey!
The attendant gawks at an X-ray of Taffy. Stacy chases her puppy over some seats. She trips.
DJ, seriously?
DJ sneaks into someone's luggage.
DJ!
Honey? Honey!
As Chelsea takes an escalator down, Honey rides a nearby escalator up. Taffy hurries after Barbie. Skipper searches for DJ. He peeks out from behind suitcases on a conveyor belt.
Not funny, DJ!
Skipper scrambles onto the conveyor belt. Trey has pimples and dental headgear on his passport photo. The desk personnel squints.
Don't be rude. It was taken during a very transitional time in my life.
Barbie sets down her partially unzipped backpack, and Taffy climbs inside. Barbie picks up her bag. The Roberts wrangle their puppies.
Gotcha!
One, two, three. Where's Taffy?
On the plane, Ken and Barbie find their seats.
Ooh, here's us, Ken.
10 hours side by side. We never get to spend that much time together.
Oh, can I have the window, Ken? You know how I am in closed spaces.
Sure.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. I am so excited.
Barbie's friend, Renee, takes Ken's spot. Ken sits beside Trey.
I was really hoping to sit next to Barbie. There's something I gotta tell her before this trip is over.
Oh, no.
You okay there, Trey?
This is nothing. After we take off, that's when the motion sickness really kicks in.
Flight attendants, prepare for takeoff.
Hi, Rose. Now is not a great time. We're about to take off and...
Saw your live stream. A little blah. Remember, you have a much bigger audience now. You need to up your game if you want to keep all those new subscribers I'm giving you.
Right. Got it.
And maybe try on a new shirt, or, you know, a whole new look. You're not just plain old Barbie anymore. You need to be the all-new Barbie.
Barbie sadly lowers her phone.
You need to be the all-new Barbie.
On my way to somewhere, far from my comfort zone, can I become someone different than
her friends get up and dance in the aisle. They split off, and Teresa sings.
Got a long list of sights to see, soaking in all this ancient history. So many trendy pop-up stores, fresh ideas waiting there behind each door.
Live it up like royalty, so excited to be somewhere new.
The friends strike poses as they get off the plane. Now they dance beside a fountain.
Don't know what to expect, don't know what's coming next, don't know what I'm jumping into.
Daisy raps beside a man. His goat wiggles its butt.
Some time with a certain friend of mine.
Somewhere new.
Far away from my comfort zone.
Somewhere new.
I'll be different than I was at home.
Somewhere new.
Maybe this could be the thing I need.
Somewhere new.
Just a little change of scenery. I'll be taking the step.
Yeah.
Bring out whatever's next.
Yeah.
No matter what I have to do, I'm gonna find.
Barbie pops out of a limo.
Are we there yet?
Somewhere new.
The friends ride off together in the limo.
A cool limo, an exotic land. All that's missing is a government agent on a secret mission.
Taffy!
No way. What are you doing here? Now that's a secret agent pup.
Guess you're on this adventure too.
This country is amazing. The history, the architecture.
Cameras flash outside the limo.
The paparazzi? What's up with that?
We're approaching the palace. The press is always here, hoping for a glimpse of the princess.
That must get kind of old. Always being hounded by people trying to take your picture?
You get used to it. I was made for the royal life.
They approach a large gate.
Wait, why are we turning in here?
This is where we're staying!
The friends hang out of the limo's windows. Trey blocks Ken's view.
Yes. Now we are talking.
Wow. I've never stayed in one. It's gonna be like 10 of my houses combined.
They approach the castle with its purple spires and climbing ivy. The limo parks, and the driver opens the door.
This is the most amazing place I've ever been.
I feel like I'm in a spy movie.
Renee dives out the limo window and tumbles across the back. She leans against Ken, a finger pressed to her ear.
Do I look like I'm a spy? How about now?
Okay, everyone, group shot! Say adventure! Ooh.
She bumps someone.
Oh, sorry.
Hello. Welcome to Floravia. I am Alfonso, the royal advisor to Her Highness Princess Amelia. Please, follow me.
You heard the handsome man. What are you waiting for?
They follow Alfonso up the steps and into a huge room with marble floors and a chandelier. Palace guards stamp their feet.
Please enjoy all the amenities the palace has to offer. And, of course, 24-hour room service.
24-hour room service?
The twins faint with delight. Disgusted, Trey steps around them.
Is the princess here now? Will we get to see her? Would love to talk fashion.
For security reasons, I can neither confirm nor deny the whereabouts of Her Royal Highness. I must insist that you respect her privacy. The West Wing is strictly off limits.
Told you, spy movie.
Alfonso blinks.
Now, if you will follow me, I will escort you to your rooms.
The group follows Alfonso. Taffy spots a white bunny with a blue tiara watching them. Taffy leaps from Barbie's arms and chases the bunny.
Taffy! We're not supposed to go that way!
Taffy sniffs the bunny's head, and the bunny kicks Taffy under the chin.
Taffy!
A maid pushes a cart of food. Taffy chases the bunny onto it.
Ugh, tourists!
Taffy follows the bunny through a set of double doors. Barbie finds herself in a glam living space. Taffy tries to get at the bunny.
Got you. What are you trying to do? Get me in trouble? You know indoor bunnies aren't chew toys.
I see you've met Snowy.
Barbie's mouth drops open. It's Princess Amelia.
Oh, I am so sorry about this, Your Highness. It is Your Highness, right?
You can call me Amelia, Barbie.
Amelia? Cool. Wait, you know me?
I loved that Triadon song. Your sisters are so cute. Hi, Taffy.
You watch my vlog?
As often as I can. But, you know, when you're a princess, your schedule gets pretty complicated.
Your Highness, I'm so sorry for the interruption. She got away from me and...
It's fine, Alfonso. Just give us a minute.
As you wish. But remember, you have an early day tomorrow.
I know. I'll be ready. Thank you.
Alfonso glares at Barbie before leaving.
Is he always like that?
He means well, but I just wish for once he would trust me. Let me make my own mistakes, the way you do.
Thanks?
Oh, you know what I mean. All those funny stories about your life that you tell on your vlog, they inspire people. Wish I could do that.
You do. I mean, you must. You have millions of followers. People love you.
The world loves my image. But is that image really me?
What do you mean?
Pretty much every picture you see online has been planned out, staged, retouched. I never get to post pictures of me just hanging out, looking goofy.
Amelia crosses her eyes.
Well, you always look so glamorous. I just assumed that was your life.
Parts of it are, and I'm so grateful. But it's a lot of pressure, too. So many times I feel I'm just playing a role for the cameras. And the real Amelia? No one knows her. Not even me.
Amelia picks up a picture. She and Morningstar pose together.
You might think I have everything a girl could ever want. A palace full of luxury and helpers who help round the clock.
Barbie and Amelia sneak through the castle, dodging Alfonso and other royal servants. Amelia throws open a balcony door. Now she dances around a fountain.
I want to go anywhere, feel the wind in my hair, and find myself out there in this world. I want to be me, and not a picture perfect girl. Everybody needs to feel alive.
Barbie twirls.
Can't be seen breaking the rules.
You're a princess. You should be making the rules. I wanna
They pose, then run up a grand staircase.
And make my own decisions. I wanna be free.
Let the world see.
Unfiltered, nothing missing. I wanna go anywhere, feel the wind in my hair. Find myself out there in this world.
They dance on a tower balcony. Side by side, they rest their hands on the balcony's wall and look out at the horizon. A fiery sun sets over the ocean.
Isn't it crazy how I can do whatever I want on my vlog, but nobody is listening? Well, you have the eyes and the ears of the entire world.
But can't say anything. I so desperately want to scream out, I have opinions too! But Alfonso won't let me. He thinks no one wants to know the real me. And I need to know if he's right. That's why I arranged to meet you.
What?
The field trip? Didn't you think it was odd that only your friends got invited? The ones who've been on your vlog? I set the whole thing up so we could meet.
What? Why?
You have to see the resemblance. Here. Look at our reflection.
Barbie raises her eyebrows.
Take down your hair.
Okay. Oh. M.G.
They're nearly identical. They scoop up their pets.
I noticed it the minute I saw you in that wig on your vlog. Barbie, let's switch places.
You're kidding. You're not kidding.
Not forever. Just for this week. Once I become queen, my whole life will get even more controlled. I'll never have this chance again.
Your Highness, Amelia, besides the fact that it's pretty crazy, I've got this huge opportunity. I'm supposed to be doing something new and different on my vlog, and I'm kind of freaking out about it already.
Then I can help. I can give you the eyes of the world. If you give me the chance to experience life without them.
After this, would you do a vlog post with me? We could talk about the experience, what we learned by switching places. That would be an amazing story.
Yes, I love that idea. So, will you do it?
Let's do it.
Yay!
They embrace.
I can't believe we're doing this. My friends will never believe it.
But don't tell anyone else, okay? Until after. We need to keep this our little secret.
A palace guard eavesdrops on them.
You met the princess? That's crazy. What's she like?
I know one thing. She has amazing taste.
Okay, can we go back to the taking her place part? Because that sounds more fun than crazy.
Right? Something inside me said I should do this thing. I mean, how often do you get to walk in someone else's shoes?
And not just any shoes.
Nikki chooses from dozens of shoes.
Come on!
If this is something you want to do, Barbie, we're here for you.
You guys are the best, but you can't tell anyone until after we switch back. She texted me a list of all the things I'm supposed to do this week, starting with
a pre-coronation party on a yacht!
Wait, a party on a yacht?
So fun!
A secret door opens on the side of the castle. Amelia creeps out, wearing a backpack and her hair in a ponytail. She heads for a row of scooters.
Stay down, Snowy. We'll be out of here in just a...
May I help you?
Oh,
excuse me, miss. I thought you were someone else. Pardon me.
The eavesdropping guard heads off.
We even fooled Reggie. This is gonna work out great.
Snowy peeks out of Amelia's backpack and spots Reggie watching them from around a corner. Now, Ken spots Amelia whizzing away on a scooter.
What?
He moves to go after her.
So we're going to the Thistleberry Museum. It's the national fruit of Floravia. Who could miss that? Not us! Come on!
But, whoa!
Trey leaves the castle.
What? Where did everybody go?
An enormous yacht waits at a beautifully decorated dock. The royal limo pulls up and parks. Teresa, Nikki, Daisy, and Renee step out of the limo in coordinating dresses. They pose for the paparazzi's cameras. The chauffeur helps Barbie out of the car. In slow motion, Barbie tosses her hair. She wears neon sneakers, a pink dress, and a sparkling crown.
How do you feel about two kingdoms coming together?
What about being the youngest queen in Arabia ever? Over here, princess!
What do you have to say to the citizens of Johannesland?
Barbie falls. Her friends hurry to pick her up.
Is she okay?
Barbie looks nervously between her friends.
She meant to do that.
Totally.
Barbie and her friends strut onto the dock.
Princess, you look amazing! Over here, princess!
The yacht glides beneath a sky full of bright stars. Colorful strobe lights crisscross over the guests as they mingle and chat. A waiter in a suit carries a plate of hors d'oeuvres in one hand. Someone snatches the plate away. Renee munches on the snacks. The irritated waiter catches up with her and taps her shoulder. He scowls at her, but Barbie steps in.
Hello.
Oh, Your Highness. My apologies.
Did you see that?
So cool. You're killing it, Barbie.
I'm pretending we're undercover, keeping a huge secret.
We are. And so far, so good.
Now what?
No clue.
A Princess Amelia said to just smile and enjoy. And at all costs, avoid running into...
Amelia! There you are! I've been looking all over for you. So good to see you. Quit playing. It's me, Prince Johann.
Hi there, Johann. You haven't changed either, I think.
Don't you love her sense of humor? Come, let's catch up.
The handsome prince twirls Barbie and pulls her away. Her friends try to follow, but several palace staff block them. Near a dance floor.
So, how do you like your party? Getting my yacht here was not easy.
Your yacht?
Well, you know how it is. Technically, it belongs to my kingdom, but now with the whole our countries are about to become one thing, my yacht is your yacht.
Yes, I totally know how that is because I'm the princess.
About to be queen? What was that that you used to say when we were kids? The first thing we do as rulers? Come on, you remember?
Hey, I love this song! Why don't we dance?
You are hilarious. you know I'm not much of a...
She drags Johan onto the dance floor. Barbie busts a nervous groove. Suddenly confident, Johan breaks it down. The press notices them.
Look, she's dancing with Prince Johan.
This way, over here, princess. Princess. Over here. Turn.
Barbie's friends hurry to the dance floor. Barbie shoots them a panicked look. They sprint over.
Total bomb.
Hey.
Renee pushes Johan aside, and Barbie leaves the dance floor with her friends.
More to the left.
Barbie shrugs at Johan. He stares after her, then trades looks with the grumpy waiter. Later, the girls ride home in the limo.
That was so much fun!
Well, except for maybe the getting mobbed by the paparazzi part, but even that was kinda cool!
You sure fooled them!
And that prince dude, too!
Yeah, this is totally gonna work!
A word? Barbie?
Barbie hangs her head. Now in a bedroom, Alfonso paces near her.
How did you find out?
Aside from the fact that I know everything there is to know about Her Highness, there was this.
Prince and princess caught dancing with Bigfoot?
What?
Not that.
My necklace.
I was able to remove this story from the press pool. With any luck, I was the only person to see it. Now do you understand why it is so important for me to keep control of the situation at all times? So tell me, where is Amelia?
I'm really sorry, but I don't know.
Very well. I will find her. Until then, you will keep up this charade under my watch. Starting now, the necklace.
Barbie takes off the necklace with her name on it. Satisfied, Alfonso marches away, and Barbie's shoulders sag. Later, she video calls Amelia on her laptop.
Come on, come on, pick up!
Hey, Barbie.
Amelia, we need to talk. Alfonso knows.
That's Alfonso. Always such a stick in the mud.
He said I need to keep this up until he finds you.
That's great, because he won't find me. I'm really good at hiding.
Are you sure? Your coronation is in a few days.
Don't worry. I'll be back in plenty of time. Okay, I gotta go.
But...
As Barbie closes her laptop, her phone rings.
Rose, hi.
So, what have you got for me? Millions of new subscribers are just waiting to come on board.
I do have something big. Huge, in fact, but I can't share it yet.
Then it doesn't count. Picks? Or it didn't happen. No pressure. But there's a lot of pressure. We've got a ginormous sponsor on the hook. They make designer headphones. The rumors about them being dangerous. Total conspiracy theory.
An assistant takes off his headphones and throws them. They explode.
Okay, get me something amazing. Bye.
Barbie, you there? Taffy needed to go, so I took her for... Whoa.
Ken takes in Barbie's outfit.
You look amazing.
Thanks. Good to see you, too. How was your night?
Not as interesting as yours, apparently.
Yeah, I should probably tell you something, but you can't tell anyone else, okay?
You know I've got your back. Always.
The next morning, Barbie lies asleep with drool running from her mouth.
Who's doing her hair today?
What?
I've got the makeup kit
what
right
is
here.
Is it a tree?
Where are those accessories?
Can someone get her some water?
Rise and shine. The staff will prepare you. You've got a busy day. We've got to get you into your riding attire.
The assistants close in on Barbie. Trey takes a stroll with the twins.
A royal horse show? Seriously?
It's supposed to be cool.
Alfonso leads Barbie through the royal stables.
Whoa. Look at this place.
Meet Morningstar, the princess's personal horse.
Morningstar tosses her head.
She's beautiful.
The horse pulls away.
Oh, did I upset her? I'm usually pretty good with horses.
She's a bit, sensitive. You can ride, can't you?
I love to ride.
Morningstar turns her back on Barbie.
The princess's bond with Morningstar is world-renowned. If she doesn't appear today, the press will know something is wrong. And with only 2 days to the coronation...
I get it. It's really important I pull this off.
Thank you.
Alfonso leaves.
Hey there, Morningstar.
Sup?
Barbie enters the stable and grabs Morningstar's reins. The horse pulls Barbie down and trots into the hall.
Right this way, ladies and gentlemen.
Morningstar faces the press.
You all remember Morningstar? But Where is our princess?
Here. I'm here. Ready to go.
Morningstar whips Barbie with her tail.
We'll see you after the show, Your Highness.
Alfonso leads the press away.
Okay. So you know I'm not the real princess, but she really needs us to pull this off. Please help me, for her sake.
Morningstar glares at her, then turns away. Barbie frowns sadly until Morningstar does a little bow.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The presentation of the Royal Horse Brigade is about to begin.
As Trey sits, the twins make a fart noise.
No way.
The people next to them leave. Trey sulks. Principal Miller finds Alfonso through her binoculars. They wave to each other. Barbie enters the arena.
Thanks again for helping me.
Morningstar takes off and rears up. Barbie nearly falls, then scoots back into the saddle. Alfonso cringes.
Come on, we got this. For Amelia.
Morningstar nods and trots in a tight circle.
Hey, isn't that Barbie?
Don't be ridiculous.
Morningstar's trot turns into a gallop. She prances in place and Barbie waves. Alfonso locks eyes with Principal Miller. They trade shy smiles. Morningstar leaps into the air. Her hooves and mane decorations light up. Barbie stands up on the saddle. She moves her head to the music. Morningstar shuffles in place as Barbie busts a matching move on the saddle. Morningstar launches Barbie into the air. Barbie and Morningstar both do flips. Morningstar's hooves glitter as Barbie lands in her saddle.
Wonderful!
Alfonso grins at Principal Miller. Barbie hugs Morningstar's neck. They face an audience full of camera flashes at the castle.
You did well at the Horse Brigade, but there's no time to rest on your laurels. Next is the palace photo shoot, then the royal orphanage tour, then the dress fitting and...
You could have given me a heads up that the schedule would be so crazy. I might have been able to help.
A good princess does not bother herself with details. Leave those to me. You just show up, be gorgeous, and make it all look effortless.
But it's not effortless. It takes so much work to pull all this stuff off. It only looks easy because Amelia is so good at it. You need to give her more credit.
But I...
And you know what else? You should listen to her.
I was just protecting her.
You're stopping her from learning how to make her own decisions.
But she's just a young girl.
One with great ideas and dreams. Have you ever even asked her what they are?
I do not appreciate being spoken to this way.
I don't mean to be disrespectful. I just get really worked up when my friends aren't being heard.
Every word she utters is heard by the entire world. That is why she must be perfect at all times. Cameras are everywhere.
Then maybe it's time to put down the cameras and see what's right in front of you. Life doesn't happen on camera. Life is what happens when the cameras are off.
A little girl waits with the paparazzi.
Your Highness, will you take a selfie with me?
Tell you what, I've got a better idea.
Barbie leads the girl into the palace. Alfonso stops the guards from following her. Barbie and the girl sprint through the long hallways and past the balconies. The little girl snaps pictures of everything on her phone, then records Barbie walking beside her. Barbie gently pushes the phone away.
We don't have to film this, 'cause we don't want to miss the memories. We're finding our own way, writing our own stories. I want to paint the sky with all the shades of life.
Barbie twirls up to the black and white portrait of Amelia on a hilltop. Barbie kneels beside the little girl.
Don't you know that black and white's for classic movies? You won't just find a happy ending. You live your own adventure, so make it colorful. We're living life in color, looking beyond the mirror.
Barbie leaps like a ballerina, rainbows trailing from her hands as she and the girl dance in a black and white world. Now we're bright, feeling confident, so bold, there's no stopping it. As Barbie dances, the world fills with splashes of neon colors. Amelia leaps onto a swing.
No more holding back. Yeah, we're taking chances. Learning it's okay to leap without a landing. Your truth will lift you up when you think you're falling. 'Cause once you find your voice, you'll keep the doubt from calling. Don't you know that black and white's for classic movies? You won't just...
Amelia steadies a child on a bicycle. On a film screen, Barbie releases balloons in black and white. Barbie and Amelia dance together.
We're living life in color, looking beyond the mirror, 'cause life in color is so much clearer. Now
we're... Amelia and Barbie spin and leap on a hilltop glowing with vivid colors and butterflies. They stand back to back. Heads tipped back toward the sky, Barbie and Amelia spin with their arms outstretched. Neon flowers float around them in spirals.
Life in color.
A split screen joins their faces.
Whoa!
Barbie and the girl face a now colorful portrait. Later, Barbie gets a call on her laptop.
Barbie!
Amelia!
Hey! I had such an amazing day.
Me too. Exhausting,
but amazing. How do you do it?
I have a lot of help.
I noticed.
Is it always like that? So many people, every moment.
Watched, planned, perfected.
Every word I say is scripted and controlled. But not today. Today I was just me, the real me, and people liked me.
I even got to choose my own flavor of ice cream. It was so liberating. I just wish I could share this feeling with everyone.
You can. Are you ready to do the interview? I won't post it until after we swap back, but I find that speaking when your heart is bursting with emotion and new ideas, that makes the best posts.
Let's do it.
Just look into the camera and tell me what you have to say.
Barbie hits record.
Hi. I have a very special guest today. Meet the new queen of Floravia.
Hi. But it's just Amelia.
Amelia noticed that we kind of looked alike, so we did this amazing thing. I got to live her life as a princess, and she got to live, well, not like a princess. What was it like switching places, Amelia?
Well, for the first time in my life, I feel I can share the real me. I learned I am so much more than what everyone sees in my photos. I have opinions and dreams and fears, like you. And my favorite scoop of ice cream? All of them.
What else do you have to say?
So much.
Outside the castle.
The fashion scene in Floravia is fierce. This is going to be the highlight of my trip.
Shopping!
The girls find some scooters.
I've always wanted to ride one of these things. Go on an exciting chase like they do in spy movies!
The scooter zips out from under her and nearly hits some palace staff.
Tourists.
Well, that was the shortest spy movie ever.
Can't you come with us?
Alfonso says I have to attend coronation practice with Johan. There's some folk dance I'm supposed to learn. See you after?
Sure. So what are we eating today?
Barbie hurries away as Trey and the twins approach.
Since when do you know the princess?
It was Barbie.
Barbie. As if. Carson, you gotta introduce me to the princess.
Seriously, Trey? She, you...
It's not. I can see it now. Ruling the land together. Her, me, but mostly me.
Give it up, Trey. It's not gonna happen.
Why not? I'm getting pretty tired of everyone around here telling me I'm not royal enough. I'm Trey Reardon. If anyone deserves to be king, it's me.
If I rule the world...
I would kick it up a notch, King Trey the First, leading with my chisel jaw, ruling like it's never been done. If I was king,
king,
king of the kingdom.
Ken and the twins dance with Trey on a floor of neon cards. They all wear crowns. Trey lounges on a throne.
I'd begin my kingly day taking selfies on my throne. I would have a royal guard be in charge of charging my phone. Getting spoon-fed gelato, scoop it up, that's my motto. And every ice cream truck would have my fix. That's right.
Trey sits in a bathtub fully clothed. He spins the world like a basketball on his finger. He gestures to a statue of himself.
In my royal life, ever seen a king so handsome. If I was king,
king,
king of the kingdom.
Trey and the twins do choreography and crowns. The twins try to pose for a close-up, but Trey pushes them aside.
Filming funny prank videos with other foreign leaders. I'd royally cut the line for limited edition sneakers. Host a big celebration to unite the nation.
Yeah,
a music festival in my name.
Be there for the people, spend time with friends and family. Everybody be equal.
Only a fan of me.
Ken hosts a royal dinner for their friends. Trey slides down the table and everyone leaves.
No? Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Trey brandishes a scepter and runs on a golden crown.
Long live the king, if I was king. King of the kingdom.
Now, Trey poses on a scooter. His friends have left. He tries to catch up. Trey slips off a statue and into a fountain. In the castle, Barbie practices dancing with Johan.
Okay, getting there. Ready to go again?
How about a break? We've been at this a while and...
Whoa!
He grabs her hand and keeps dancing.
I thought you didn't like to dance.
I don't, but this one is just so important. It's not just a dance. It reenacts the treaty between our two countries.
Right. I knew that.
Woo! She dodges his kicking legs.
When we perform it at the coronation, it will formalize my country surrendering to yours. Oh!
No pressure, right?
Grr!
Johan drops to one knee.
Then, when you're crowned queen, the countries will unite.
Barbie kneels too.
One, two, three.
She beats him at rock, paper, scissors.
One, two, three.
You win.
Oh!
He mourns his defeat, then takes Barbie's hand.
We'll become one big, happy family. And you will rule us all.
Oh, I, have to go check on something else.
Barbie hurries away. Taffy watches Prince Johan admire his reflection.
Not bad.
He puts on a crown.
Much better.
Go on. She's gonna need all the friends she can get.
Once I become king.
Johan faces the throne as Taffy leaves.
When I rule the world, there'll be a different dance. I got a thirst for a little change of plans. I'll do whatever needs to be done. Till I'm king, 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 king of the kingdom.
He sits on Amelia's throne. Meanwhile, Amelia stops to pet a goat.
So cute. I love animals.
Trey films the twins fencing with wooden swords nearby. Amelia bumps into them and drops Snowy.
Roberts? Of course it would be you.
Right. I'm Barbie, and you're my friends.
We're better friends. Way better.
They do a secret handshake.
Make yourself useful and take a picture.
Trey strikes a dramatic pose between his goofy friends. Amelia snaps more pictures as the twins startle Trey. Amelia notices Snowy hopping off.
So, this has been fun, but I really need to go after my rabbit. See you around.
Typical Roberts. When did she get a rabbit?
Snowy!
Snowy hops ahead.
There you are.
The waiter from the yacht appears behind Amelia. As Amelia reaches down, the waiter nabs her in a burlap sack.
Hey, what is this? Let me go! Help! Help!
At the castle.
Huh. Weird.
What's weird? You mean the auto foot washer in the bathroom? It's pretty cool once you find the right setting. My feet have never been cleaner.
No, not that. The princess isn't answering her phone.
She's probably having too much fun. Floravia is a great place to explore. I wish you could have been there today.
Me too. This princess thing has been fun, but so much more overwhelming than I'd ever imagined. To be honest, I'm kind of looking forward to going home.
Home. Right. So, Barbie, before this trip is over, I kind of wanted to talk to you about something.
Yes?
Did somebody say slumber party?
What?
Nikki steals Barbie away. Ken sighs.
Surprise!
Aw, you guys are the best. Your pajamas are adorable.
Told you the shopping in Floravia was amazing. Wish you could have been there.
What did you do today, Barbie?
Well, I got to dance with the prince.
What was that like?
Awkward.
What was that?
The rattling comes from Amelia's wardrobe. Barbie opens the doors to find Snowy standing in a brick tunnel.
Snowy?
It's a secret passageway.
I think he wants us to follow him.
I'll just wait out here.
Come on, Renee. You wanted to be a spy.
Nikki, Daisy, and Teresa follow Barbie.
Not if it means going into tiny dark spaces.
Nikki drags Renee in and shuts the doors. The girls follow Snowy down the dark stone tunnel. Lanterns, armor, and giant axes hang on the walls. Renee nearly runs into an axe.
Okay, I'm done being a spy. We can go back now.
They head for a set of doors.
Look, a light.
Or not.
A sculpted face startles Renee. Snowy pushes through the double doors and into the room beyond.
This is where I met the princess. It's her secret hangout room. What is it, Snowy? Where is she?
Oh, can you believe we have to do this?
Quick, hide!
The girls clamber into the tunnel as two guards plod into the room.
I need my bunny,
spoiled brat.
We should pretend we couldn't find it. That would teach her a lesson.
You know we can't leave any loose ends.
Right. Hurry up and find the silly thing.
The guards search the room. Barbie peeks between the passage's double doors and spots a guard heading straight for them. The guard turns away.
There it is.
The guard grabs Snowy and holds her out.
Let's go.
The girls lean on the doors and tumble out.
That was close.
They took Snowy. Not good. The princess is in trouble.
Later, they meet with Ken.
So everyone know the plan? We finish getting dressed for the coronation
and act like nothing's wrong. Then we split up and look for the princess.
We'll take the scooters and search the city.
And I'll find Alfonso and see what he knows.
Be careful.
I will be. We can't let the coronation happen without Princess Amelia.
Why is being a spy so much more scary when it's real?
Rose Ross.
Rose, hey, now is not a good time.
Now is the perfect time. Your first post is about to go live.
Wait, you weren't supposed to post that until after...
It was fabulous. Oh, once my team judged it.
Judged it? How?
A few tweaks. Here, see for yourself.
Meet the new queen of Floravia.
You can call me Your Highness. And my favorite scoop, today I was perfected.
That's awesome. People like me.
Bow to the queen.
Every word I say sold me.
Huge.
I watched everyone. For the first time in my life, I learned I am so much more than you, Peter.
Right?
Looking gorgeous.
Oh, totally.
Yep. It's covered in goofy filters.
Rose, I...
Love it. I know.
I don't. That's not my post. Those aren't our words.
Well, they are, but you change them all around.
Great, right? The latest editing software is amazing. It can make you say absolutely anything I want.
What about what I want?
I thought reaching millions of fans was your dream.
Not if it means speaking with somebody else's words. I promised the princess she could be herself. This makes me no better than anyone else who's controlled her. You made me look so shallow.
Shallow? I made you look like a star. And that's how it has to be if you want to play in my sandbox. Remember what I'm offering you here. Do you want to be on my channel or not?
This deal is off.
But I...
That felt good.
Taffy wags her tail beside a row of necklaces. Barbie picks her necklace up and puts it on. She pets Taffy.
Time to get real.
Light glimmers off her name.
I'm gonna be me and make my own decisions. I'm gonna be free, unfiltered, nothing missing. Watch me go anywhere, feel the wind in my hair, and find myself out there in this world. I'm gonna be me, not a picture perfect girl.
The princess is out there, Taffy. Let's go get her.
Barbie peeks into the hallway, then hurries through the castle. She bumps into Prince Johann and one of the guards.
Ah! And where are you going in such a hurry, princess?
Oh, Johann, hi.
Reggie blocks her path.
Or should I say, Barbie?
What are you talking about?
Give it up. I know you switch places with Amelia. I saw your necklace that night on the yacht.
So you've known all along?
Did you think I wouldn't notice? Once I realized there were two of you, I put my whole plan into motion.
What?
Johann's guards roughly grab Barbie by the arms.
You have the real princess. Where is she?
Oh, you'll find out soon enough when you're thousands of miles away from here at sea.
She's on the yacht.
Very good. You're clever. You would have made an excellent queen. Too bad that will never happen.
As the guards drag Barbie away, her phone falls to the floor. Taffy sneaks up and grabs it in her mouth.
Let me go!
Do you think they got bacon?
Oh, dude, you know I love...
Trey!
Don't Trey me, Your Highness.
Barbie escapes.
Yeah. We've never met, officially.
Get help!
Dude, that's Barbie, and she's in trouble.
Did not see that coming.
The guards grab them.
Lock them up.
Didn't see that coming either.
Barbie bursts out of the castle. She spots a palace servant leading Amelia's horse.
Morningstar!
Morningstar gallops to Barbie's side.
Good girl. We have to save Amelia. Let's ride.
Barbie races away. Prince Johann starts after her, then reaches for his phone. On the yacht.
Trouble at the coronation? I'll be on the lookout for her.
Barbie drapes her necklace around Morningstar's reins.
Go tell the others where we are. Can you do that?
Morningstar heads off. Barbie creeps toward the large yacht. On board, she spies two guards heading straight for her. She hides inside a patio umbrella on a table. As the guards pass, Barbie hops out. The umbrella wobbles and falls.
There she is! You, come back here!
Barbie creeps out from behind a plant and crashes into the suspicious waiter. He talks into his phone.
Got her.
The waiter shoves Barbie into a room.
Barbie? Oh, not you too.
At the castle, Johann and his guards approach an anxious Alfonso.
It seems the princess has run away.
Teenagers. I'm sure she'll be back any second. Any second.
And I'm sure she won't be.
You're behind this. If she doesn't show up...
Then I will claim the crown and be king of both countries. And no one can stop me. Reggie, take him.
What? Let me go. You won't get away with this.
Oh, I think I will. You see, having some of my own men inside the palace has proven very useful.
Ken passes them.
Quit struggling.
I gotta find Barbie. Huh?
Taffy brings Barbie's phone to Ken. On a yacht, Amelia studies Johann's picture.
I never liked Johann. He has such sweaty palms.
Right?
Anyway, we need to stop him from taking your crown.
This is not your problem. Oh, I never should have done this.
I'm glad you did. You showed me I need to stay true to who I am no matter what.
And you showed me that who I am does make a difference.
So, what do you say we go out there and make a difference? Together.
I'm ready. How do we get out of here?
Barbie spots a large scepter beside a golden crown.
I don't think Johann will be needing this anymore.
She wedges the thin jewel on the scepter between the double doors. She pries them open. The girls wait for a guard to pass, then sneak out. Johann's waiter spots them.
Hey! What do you think you're doing?
Escaping!
The girls sprint away from the waiter and leap down a short staircase.
Oh, this way!
Hey!
Hi there.
Get them!
The waiter grabs Amelia, but Snowy kicks him beneath the chin. He passes out.
Look! Dolphins!
Barbie traps the guard in a life preserver.
Yes!
There they are! Hurry up! Stop them!
They leap over the railing and land on the deck below.
We're on the lower deck!
We've nowhere to go!
Yes, we do!
A motorboat.
We're coming, Barbie! On three? On one! Jump!
They leap into the motorboat just in time.
I knew you'd get my message, but how'd you get the boat?
An old Floravian tradition called ride sharing. But we owe that guy another goat.
Hi.
Johann's men chase them.
Step on it.
On jet skis, Johann's men crisscross in front of the boat, making a big wave. The boat flies off the wave and Teresa falls out of her chair. The old man's goat drives the motorboat.
Thank you very much.
Barbie tries to steer around the jet skis, but Johann's men close in on them.
Where do you think you're going?
A guard rams them. Barbie bumps the jet ski into a buoy, and its rider goes flying. The waiter leaps off his jet ski and climbs into the motorboat. The friends back away from him. Barbie finds an umbrella and throws it to him. He smirks. The wind opens the umbrella and yanks him out of the boat.
Head for shore. We can still make it.
At the castle.
What a terrible situation. It looks like the princess is a no-show. But luckily, I am here. I humbly offer to take the crown and become the rightful ruler of... Pardon me. Not now. I'm kinda in the mid. They escaped!
Johann's guards scurry away. Rolling his eyes, Johann puts on a smile. Ken frowns.
I gotta do something.
A child on a hobby horse spots the girls passing on Morningstar. The guards pull up on scooters.
I got eyes on him!
Seriously?
Morningstar skids to a stop, then races down an alleyway. Johann's guards follow on their scooters. Amelia watches them over her shoulder.
They're gaining on us!
Johann's men close in on Morningstar. Suddenly, Daisy and Renee fly onto the street, riding their scooters. They block Johann's men.
Not this way!
Surprised, the men lose control of their scooters and crash into a fountain. Renee and Daisy high-five. Riding away, Amelia turns to give them a thumbs up. At the coronation...
I think we all know what happens next. The law is very clear. If the princess does not appear at the coronation, both kingdoms pass to me. So, without further ado, play the coronation song already.
Okay, Taffy, you know what to do.
Ken sets Taffy down. She bounds through the aisles of guests and heads for the evil prince.
What?
Taffy tackles him. The jeweled crown goes flying into Barbie's hands. Johann gets to his feet and glares at her.
Imposter! You are not the princess.
Correct. I am not.
But I am.
Who is that?
There's two?
People of Floravia, Johann is trying to deny you your rightful leader.
Johann flinches.
There was a time I thought I couldn't do this, but not anymore. I am ready to be your queen, if you will have me.
Look at her! late, and a mess. What kind of queen would she make?
A real one. Arrest him.
Hey, easy. Get your hands off of me.
It was his idea. I didn't want to do it.
Loyal palace guards arrest Johann and his men, then drag them from the throne room. Barbie and Amelia hug. Now, Barbie's friends file into their seats. Barbie sits beside Ken.
You look amazing.
You too.
Thanks. Barbie, I really have to tell you something.
Amelia enters in a sparkling turquoise dress with pink sneakers. The guests throw confetti. Barbie waves at Amelia as the princess passes them. Amelia smiles at Barbie and heads to the front of the room. Beside the throne, Alfonso holds the crown. He and Amelia share a smile. She kneels. Alfonso sets the crown in her outstretched hands. Amelia peers up through the crown before setting it on her head. Grinning, she faces her people as their queen. At the reception, Trey finds the twins holding desserts over their eyes. He scowls.
Dude, yeah.
We did it!
Yeah!
A vlog? You want to start a royal vlog?
Written and produced by me. Not you or my team. Just me. So I can speak directly to my people, the way Barbie does.
If this is your decision, I will support it. You're ready. You're going to make a wonderful queen.
Amelia takes his arm. Barbie finds Ken holding her puppy.
Quick thinking there with Taffy.
Thanks. I learned from the best.
So, what were you gonna say to me? Hello? May I have your attention? It is my dream to make Floravia the best country it can be, by being the best queen I can be.
Principal Miller sidles up to Alfonso, and they share a grin.
My new friend Barbie showed me my dream is possible. She made a difference in my life, and now I know how to make a difference in many more. You are such an inspiration, Barbie. Thank you.
She's right.
Barbie, I can't hold back any longer. I think I want to dance with you.
Barbie grins. Ken gives Taffy to Renee and leads Barbie onto the dance floor. A disco ball lowers from the ceiling. They slow dance together, gazing into each other's eyes. Amelia sings.
Used to feel so invisible. Now you see me, now you don't. Life was always so typical. Close my eyes and dream alone. But the sun is rising, the sky is shining. I finally reached the end of the road. The path is clearer as I get nearer. Now I think I finally know that I got nothing on my mind aside from what's straight ahead of me.
The throne room lights up with neon lights as Amelia dances. She leaps into a pink spotlight illuminating her throne. Barbie's friends dance. Teresa records Amelia on her phone.
I finally found my voice. My feet on the ground. No back and forth. I'm in the spotlight now. This is my
Snowy and Taffy bust some moves.
So I'm gonna own it. This is my moment finally.
Principal Miller and Alfonso dance together. Amelia gestures to Barbie, who grabs Ken's arm.
I can see anything when I look into the mirror. Nothing's stopping me, making my dreams come true. We can try everything. It's all a new adventure. Let's step it up and mix it up, yeah. Say hello to all the sides of you. You never know who you might find.
Amelia pulls Barbie up beside her. The Roberts family watches the live stream in their backyard. Rose watches from her office.
1 billion views?
Ugh. Rose accidentally hits a button and drops through the floor.
Now I'm fired and my arms are open wide. Cause now I think I
In the motorboat, the Floravian man watches his goats break dance.
This is my moment. I'm singing above the noise. This is my moment.
Amelia, Barbie, and their friends dance on the palace steps.
My feet on the ground, no backing down. I'm in the spotlight now.
Even the palace guards dance. Strobe lights illuminate Amelia's castle.
This is my moment, finally.
Amelia and Barbie wrap their arms around each other and smile. Credits roll beside Barbie's social media feed. Written by Ann Austin. Directed by Conrad Helton. Executive producers Adam Bonnet and Christopher Keenan. Co-executive producer Ann Austin. Executive in charge of production Shannon Nettleton. Senior producer, Susan Corbin. Line producer, Laura Pepper. Associate producer, Susan Shee. Production manager, Chelsea Blakenbaker. Production coordinator, Roberto Velasquez. Featuring the voices of OG Banks, Eamon Brennan, Nakia Baris, Greg Chun, Kirsten Day, Amelia Diker, Dave Fenoy, Lisa Fuzon, Emma Galvin, Erica Lindbeck. Christina Malizia, Cassandra Morris, Cassidy Neighbor, Ben Pronsky, Ritesh Rajan, Angela Rostano, Stephanie Shea, Desiree Whitfield, and America Young. More credits roll. Barbie, Princess Adventure. Copyright 2020, Mattel. A quote, life doesn't happen on camera. Life is what happens when the cameras are off. Barbie. Logos, Mainframe Studios, a division of WOW Unlimited Media, and Mattel Television.